The American Legion was actually founded during a global pandemic, and the original Legionnaires, of course, in 1919, and now nearly 2 million members, more than 12,000 posts worldwide. And this morning we're going to talk about how the nation's largest veterans organization looks ahead to community virus recovery efforts, the new Congress, and family assistance. And with us is someone who's been with us a couple of times over the last few years, Commander James W. Bill Oxford, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, Vietnam veteran. Commander Oxford, good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Dick. Thanks for the invitation, the opportunity to represent American Legion and American veterans.
We appreciate your time this morning. We have a limited time, so let's jump right into it. You know, COVID-19, the pandemic, of course, has just dominated all facets of our life. How is the American Legion, currently, how has it responded to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Dick, you mentioned the fact that the American Legion was founded in 1919 during the Spanish flu epidemic, and the COVID pandemic that we're facing now is similar in nature. And American Legion posts across the country have been faced with issues like government regulations, the closings, the inability to hold meetings, those kinds of things. We're still faced with, still part of our society, but there are many other things that Legionnaires and posts across the country in every state have been able to do. We've been able to do things like food drives, like drive-through meals, like PPE collection and PPE distribution, Red Cross blood drives, virtual job fairs. All of those things, the American Legion is still on the job, still doing the things that we do. And as we think about one of the important things that we've learned and we've been able to use is our Buddy Check program. And the Buddy Check program was created a couple of years ago, and it was just a way for veterans to reach out to other veterans. And that we all know that veteran to veteran interaction is critical to those veterans that are housebound, that's not able to get out and do the things that they normally do. But our Buddy Check program is just a way to reach out. And, the Buddy Check, if you remember back from the World Wars, there was a term called Battle Buddies. And the Battle Buddy concept was born from worrying and checking on the guy next to you in the foxhole. But as we continue to face this pandemic, our Buddy Check reach out program is just a way to let those veterans that are isolated to know that we're still here, we still care, we still want to help and provide any assistance that they might need. And we've been able to have great success with our Buddy Check program. But that's sort of a little bit where we are now as we continue to evolve in this national epidemic.
I know the Buddy Check program, of course, you know, one of the things we've talked about, you know, is the cure worse than the disease, so to speak. But one of the things nationwide, suicides are basically increasing. I guess the Buddy Check program is there specifically or very much involved in trying to, suicide prevention.
It is, Dick. You mentioned the fact that right now the current number is about 20 veterans a day die by suicide. Now, 20 is a travesty. One is a travesty. But as we continue to use our Buddy Check program, it's a way to reach out. And there are many things that are contributing to those kinds of issues. And we can look at the holidays, the winter. It's bad weather, the continued isolation and stress. All of those things make this COVID pandemic worse. But the ability that we're using to reach out and touch those veterans, let them know that, hey, we're still here, we still care, we still love you, we want to do everything we can to help. So the Buddy Check program has continued to assist us as we reach out. Now, from a suicide standpoint, hopefully that these conversations, maybe it might impact the way a veteran is considering his future and the way he looks at things. And the mental health is always part of those considerations. And many times we find out that PTSD is resurfacing for some veterans because of the isolationism. So our Buddy Check program has I think, had a tremendous impact on that.
just about 5 minutes left with the American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford. Veterans, I mean, the economic downturn, some people have been impacted more than others. And are veterans hit especially hard by the economic downturn, generally speaking?
Well, Dick, I think we all face those kinds of situations with the economic situation the way it is. Many veterans are on a fixed income, and they have continued to receive those payments. But the isolationism and the inability to interact with other veterans, I think, is a big issue right there.
Let's move very, very quickly into, we talked about at the very beginning, new Congress coming in and new administration, that sort of thing. Some of the legislation that maybe was passed last year that the American Legion was very involved in, and maybe a little bit of what you see the groundwork going forward.
Well, Dick, there's a couple things that jump out there. We did have the Legion Act passed last year. The Legion Act opened up the Legion membership to any veteran who served on active duty just one day from December the 7th, 1941. Previous to that, there were gaps because we considered those periods of conflict between wars. Many people didn't consider them veterans, but we have been able to open up Legion membership to any veteran who served on active duty, even one day, since December 7, 1941. That was last year. We're looking forward to a new buddy check week bill that Congress and the House, they have standing bills ready. And that Senate bill is 4657 and H.R. 2898. And that's a buddy check week bill that we are hoping to send to the VA to adopt a buddy check week. And this is just an extension of our buddy check. And it's a way for the VA to provide education and training and those kinds of things to let every member of society know about our buddy check and our willingness and everybody else's, hopefully, willingness to reach out and check on those veterans that might be facing issues. But we've been working with both parties over the past few years, and last year we were able to implement and pass the Mission Act, which expanded the VA healthcare system, and we're looking forward to working with both parties in the new administrations as we move forward.
Always a pleasure speaking with you, Commander. If anything we've talked about, there's a lot of things we didn't get a chance to get to. But anything we've talked about this morning, or people basically just want more information on the American Legion, maybe some history, and also what's going on now and going forward, is there an easy place to access that information?
Well, Dick, the best place to start with a question like that is your local Legion post. It might be closed or might be restricted hours, but somebody will be there to answer your questions. Or every department, every state has a website. You can look us up at legion.org, or our national website is legion.org. All of those sources of information can provide or answer any questions you got about the American Legion. We would encourage every veteran out there to become part of a veteran service organization, and I'll invite every one of them to become a Legionnaire.
Always a pleasure. The American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford. Commander, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Thanks for the work and the service you've done.
Dick, thank you. It's an honor and privilege.